Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, a good late morning, and maybe for some of you that are always apart, good everything, happy everything. God bless you today. You are now listening to Dr. Cupertino, host for the Global Vision for Living Today, and I am so happy that you were able to join us. You could be doing anything in the world or the underworld, whichever, but you choose to come on and be a part of this fantastic show. Now, most of you know, God bless you, that next month is our convention, the start of our convention year. I will make known my name unto the heathen. That's going to be held on the East Coast. Colonel Harrison will be on shortly to talk a little bit about that. But right now, a lot of people have marched into 2023 zone of the unknown without a vision. So before we jump over into February, let's talk about right now. Right now, January, right now, 2023. You know, the media is reporting suicides that have skyrocketed. Many didn't want to come over into 2023. What for? Why should I? Ain't nothing to do. How come I just can't have things my way? Well, if you were the Genesis 1:1 God that says, in the beginning, he, I, created heaven and earth, that would be a different story, but it's not. Suicides are up. Family violence is up 2,000%. They have violence of all matter. It's up. So it sounds like a lot of those people that were dancing around, I saw some of them around midnight on Facebook and half-dressed, some with nothing on. I mean, if you're one of them that was skinning, grinning, laughing, and trying to portray to a fallen world that you were having a good time, I bet you right now you ain't laughing now. I bet you right now you trying to figure out how you going to make it to February 1st. That's probably what you are doing. But let me tell you something. It ain't all roses marching into 2023 when you don't know where you going to get your next meal. You might figure, well, I'll go to the corner and get a free box of food. You don't know that. The fact is, many that crossed the 2023 line, they had no vision. They had no vision. They don't know what they're going to do this year. They don't know where most of their family is already this year. They don't know if they're going to have a job toward the spring of this year. No vision. Hee-haw laughing time is over. Ain't nothing funny now. A lot of good people died last year, and some are getting ready to die. If some of us have made up our mind that we just going to try to sleep on through this thing ain't going to let you do it. Here we are. Another day, another year to eat, drink, and be merry. Oh, no, not for 2023. There are some prophecies on the books of those that said, I created heaven and earth. On the books, for those without a purpose, no mission in, no mission for life, nor vision on how their life can be a mission a hope for one another. I got mine. He got to get his. No wonder suicide rates have skyrocketed, jumped all ages, 8, 12, 101. But what can we do to share hope? Do we have any ourselves? If we don't have any, you're not going to share what you don't have. What can we do to share hope? And an outline of happiness for one another. Well, I just want you to listen, because there are some ways that you can. And 2023, right now, we're the 14th. It's the January 14th. It ain't over yet till God says that it's over. So what can some of us do that are concerned with not having a vision? You know, Scripture says without a vision, the people perish. Their homes perish. Their children perish. Their marriages perish. Anything they put one finger on perishes. I mean, what can we do to share hope and an outline of happiness for one another? Because I found out the more you do for others, the more others will do for you. And this really is not about a giving to get. I'm gonna give you something Monday so I can stop by Thursday and get something. It is not about that. It's about making sure that if you are your brother's keeper, somebody is going to keep you. And it's also about, well, where do I go 2023 to make sure my life is going to be okay? Who do I listen to in 2023 to make sure that whatever I put my hands to or on or near, something great's going to happen? What do I do to assure, with all the bad news going on, all the premature deaths, all of the problems that are facing them, what can I do to make sure that I have a mission and a vision statement, life's vision statement, and something of value to offer one another? Well, let me start off by saying this. If there is no leader or no guide, you are already lost. Don't even think about marching into 2020 anything without sound guidance and without the word of God to lead you in the right way. Do not think that for a moment that is what's going to happen. When man was created, he was created with a purpose. God just wasn't moping around in heaven and sitting there trying to get his joy on. That was not God's purpose. God created the heavens and the earth for one thing. Hallelujah, for his glory. The scripture said that. We don't have time to get into all of it, but for his glory, express glory. It wasn't going nowhere and get nothing to eat. It wasn't trying to run all the stars to the northwest side of heaven. Come on, let's get real. Let's be real. He created the heavens and the earth and placed mankind in earth's domain for his glory. How many of us are living for the glory of God? How many of us are living to even see where any type of glory for God is going to get to? Who is doing that? We just can't sit still and say, well, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I haven't figured it out. My mama laying in a hospital bed. I haven't figured it out if she's going to live. I don't know where my kids are. Crossing over from New Year's Eve into an eve of darkness, thus saith the Lord. Hey, God created everything for his glory. And that means the magnificent creatures with the brain. He said, hey, come on, let's create them in our image. So this is the year, this is the time, this is the day to not only get into the word, but to fall down on your knees. Go on and get in the word. How are you going to understand that? You got time to read 66 books? Or do you have time to fall down on your knees and say, God, I don't know all about it. I need you to fix it. God, I have no idea what I'm going to do this year, but I need you to fix it. I don't even know if I want to live another day on earth. I don't know what to do. I don't know what I'm called to do. I don't even know what I want to do. I don't know what's around the corner. God, fix it. I've been moping around for for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, I still ain't found it. Still ain't got nothing. Still wondering who I'm going to rob in 15 minutes. God, Jehovah, in the name of Jesus, fix it. They telling me I got 2 hours to get out of here where I'm at. Fix it. I don't know nobody else that can fix it. But I know you created the heaven and the earth. I'm reading it. I'm looking at it. So I know you got all power in your hand to fix it. All these fools prowling the streets. All these idiots talking about there still ain't nothing about no God. I can't see him. He ain't done nothing. I've been hearing these bogus church people talk about you. They ain't been able to fix nothing. God, fix it. I'm not hungry today, but I may be hungry tomorrow. Fix it. Jehovah, fix it. Psalms 83:18 says that thou, whose name art Jehovah, art the most high God of all the earth. If anybody can fix me, fix my problems, fix my mind. You are mind regulator. God in heaven, Jehovah God, fix it. All them other name gods out there ain't done nothing. Look at the shape that we're in, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Fix it. I'm on crazy bone lane. God, fix it. I done tried everything that is above earth and under heaven. Nothing works. Nothing works. May not have a job next week. God, fix it. You said all those that come unto you and call on your name, you said, I will save those who call on my holy name. I ain't seen him in a week. Fix it. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, fix it. I'm in halfway robbed Bank America. Fix that. Fix it. You said you want people to go ye therefore and talk about you, preach and teach about you. God, fix it. This session should have been fix it. Oh, God, fix it. Come down from the sky. Fix it. This is how many feel marching into 2023. Zone of the unknown. Done tried everything. Done listened to everybody, dead and alive. Nothing. Ain't got nothing. Asked you to fix it. God, fix it. I done lied. I done hid. They done let me out of the prison cell. Fix it. I don't know what to do. I done tried everything. Done tried to do it the right way. Nothing. Done did it the hound dog's way. Nothing. Done begged everybody I know for a word. They ain't even a walking word. Them old phony suits. And that old voice of iniquity. Oh, yes, the Lord. God, Jehovah, fix it. I don't want to hear from nobody else but thee. God, fix it. This is what I'm going to do, God, while I'm on my knees. If you can give me an inkling that you're going to fix it, I'm going to do things your way from now on. If it's 2 minutes a day, I'm going to pick a Bible and read. Now, I may not know nothing about the book. I may not know what it's talking about. I may not can even pronounce the name of Belshazzar. Never can. God, in the name of Jesus, fix it. Phony, bogus people I got to sit next to every week. Don't know you. Don't want to know you. Cheap raiment. And a head filled with mental illness. God, Jehovah, in Jesus' name, fix it. I'm already into 2023, and I don't like what I see. I don't like what I hear. I don't know what's going to happen by high noon or low noon. I don't know. Before I arrive there, fix it. I'm praying to you. I'm summoning you. I'm asking for you. I'm begging for you. God, fix it. I may not know all about you, but anybody that got all power in their hand in heaven and on earth, fix it. Fix it. I'm asking you to fix it. You done created the heaven and the earth. I know you can fix me. I know you can fix my life. I know you can stretch forth your hand in invisibility, and somehow I see it and I start walking east. God, I know you can do it. All the fishes in the sea, all the mammals upon the earth, bringing light into darkness and darkness into light. Fix it. I know you can fix it. You can fix me. I done ran hither and thither and got nothing but a bowl of beans. God, Jehovah. Psalm 83:18, God. King James Version. Fix it. You said all those that come unto thee with a contrite spirit, you will hear and you will answer. You know, that's two different things. Yeah, you can hear anything, but do you have the power at will? Jehovah, we are depending on you. Why are we depending on you? Because crime has skyrocketed. Doctors have no answer. Cancer is still ruling as king in the hospital building and out. They ain't got no answer. You had already told them, come unto me. Come unto me. They have not come unto you. They ain't got no answers for nothing. Many are quitting. They're quitting behind the scenes. They're saying, this ain't what I thought this thing was. And it never will be. Because the one that says, all power is in my hand. He died. He bled. He was resurrected and rose again. He's the one. You ain't got no power for nothing. You don't even know if your paycheck gonna be there electronically in your bank account. You don't know. You just assume that. The one that says, here I am. I'm going back to where I came from, but I got all power in my hand. Have you ever thought of that? It takes power for the body to digest food. So it would make sense that this year, you already then fell off the cliff into 2023. You might want to do it his way. I got all power in my hand. Yeah, I want to make that person my friend. Because I see I ain't got none. I can't go to the hospital and tell 25, hey, y'all dead folk, raise up. That one said, I got power, all of it in my hand. And he says, when I return, this ain't no joke. People's turning from God, I ain't seeing nothing. Or he ain't, God ain't doing nothing. I saw them people been talking about, God, what he gonna do? God, when he gonna come? God, what he said? But let me tell you something. The one called Jesus said, here I am. I'm back on my feet right now. You thought I was gone. But I'm here to tell you I got all power in my hand. You want to find out how to learn how to live and how to put one step ahead of the other in a way that pleases me? He said, here I am. Here I am. Same one that told God the Father. He said, here I am. Send me. All that old chaos down there. You done wiped them out once already with the flood, the Noachian flood. You done wiped the whole world almost out of existence. And look at them now. Still wretched and ain't about nothing. Can't a one add one cubit to their life. Go to death to remain dead. Look at our dear friend, the Pope. I cried when I seen them soldering his coffin. I cry. And I'm not a Catholic, but I'm a human being. I cry. And you listening under the sound of my voice to do the same thing. We already know the story of 70 to 80 and plus with special mightiness. God ain't no joke. He's cleaning everybody out one by one. Also for his stated purpose. And you have a chance to make God's purpose your own. What is he asking you to do? What is the God of the universe asking you to do? What is he asking you to do since you done marched into 2023? Scared you're going to lay down at night, may not get up. Scared when you do get up, may get a bullet in your head by 1 o'clock same day. You don't know. You don't know what's in store. Walking around in fear. But the God, the one who calls himself Jehovah, Psalms 83 says it doesn't have to be that way. He says many are called, but few are chosen. Some of these ministers can't even answer that or put anything to it. And many are called. Called for what? They're going to stand up there and try to make something up. Ain't raised one dead folk out of their church. Ain't stopped no rain in and out of their church. It ain't about churches anymore. It's about mankind now. Tell this to them. It is about mankind coming together for God's express purpose to glorify his name. Are you glorifying God's name in your speech? Are you glorifying God, period, by the way you live? They said it's more homongous inside the church than it is on the outside. My son told me, oh, no. Don't worry about going out knocking on no doors. Just walk inside of any church and start swinging. I said, you're kidding. He said, no. They're just sitting up in there. Never hear him call on God's name. Never hear him call on no name. Coming in there looking like street beatniks. You don't know if it's the church or they going to some kind of a dope meeting. You go back, you see how the priest dressed. You see how the cardinals dressed. You saw how the apostles dressed. They would say, I could tell by what's on the hem of their garment who they belong to. And these old sloppy, half-ass so-called nothing. Somebody sent me something. Oh, as Christians, we. I said, well, I wonder who is he talking to? As Christians. You can't even pick them out of a mausoleum lineup. You can't do it. They don't care anymore. And thanking God got something to do with them. I hope I get a chance to speak on that. But let me tell you something. When God calls you, it is with a purpose. He's just not sitting up there a bell hop trying to get anybody to do anything, even the holy utensil. The lying hypocrite was not able to touch. We got to get this thing right. We're in the zone of the unknown. We have no vision. We don't know where to start. And they don't have it either. I was looking at a particular church's website. Soon as you open it up, it's talking about some free food. I got on my knees and I prayed for them. It ain't about that. It's about the go ye therefore. It's about the commission. Put that first on your website. If people really want food, they know where to get it. God's house is not a food delivery location. When you see that, you know it's about God, not about no free food. Yeah, that's all right. Put that at the at at the back of your website. Don't have that front, oh, come on, and then we're serving, giving away free food. Give away free food on a Saturday and don't see none of them the next day, Sunday. Church people, so-called ministers, if you can be called that, leaders, you need to get this thing together because you too then stumbled over into the zone of the unknown. And nobody's interested in that. They don't want to hear it. I have a sister call me over. I got something to show you. Cause I said, no, I ain't coming over there. No, 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 come on. I'm going to give you some of it. I got my car and went over there, and I thought when the door opened, it was a grocery warehouse. And I said, what is this? Where did all this come from? Oh, it's just free food. I go around the five or six places. I get me some boxes of food. Dead, although she lived. This is where this thing is at. I seen some shrimp in some bags big as I was. This is where it's at. No salvation, no power, nothing. We got it wrong. Oh, I can't wait. I got to put my clothes off of church. I said, I wish they'd burn it down before you got there because you're going for the wrong reason. We got to get right with ourselves and right with God. And, of course, the teaching, I hope I get a chance to mention this. Don't show the world no free food, nothing, when they open up your website. Come on, get some food. They don't need you to give them no free food. They need you to give them the word of God and straighten out the ungodly within your borders. That's what the world needs. And I asked her, I said, well, you don't have no room for it. She said, no, I just throw away the rest of it. They need God. They don't need, I know some organizations, one, I'm going to call their name, Jehovah's Witnesses took in 500,000 during the pandemic. And the ones giving away free food, ain't nobody in there. You better watch it. You better check it again. You want to give some free food away? Yeah, go on. Give that free food away. But when they come to a website, when they come to your church, it should be about God. I even seen some jumping jack toys for kids at one church. Couldn't hardly get out the lot. You better stop it. You better stop. You better stop now while it's 2023 and go for God for real. I don't need to come there to hear you read nothing. I can turn my TV on. But since he says, don't forget the forsaking of yourself, read on. You so-called leaders, read on. What were you not to do and why? You better get this thing straight. The church has got a ugly, bad reputation. Nobody want them. God has given us a decree, unknown or not, because sooner than soon, I am going to make known my name to the heathen, and I hope you there to hear it. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Global Vision for Living Today. This is Marcia Cappuccino. Ain't no shame in my game. Get it together before Satan gets it together for you. You already might be laying in his clutches. God bless you. Next Saturday, same time, same location. Have a great weekend.